Our prayers for the world. As we reflect back on Christian Aid Week, we pray for and with communities across the world who are most vulnerable to coronavirus. We pray for people living in refugee camps and city slums with limited sanitation facilities, who are unable to wash their hands regularly and have little opportunity to isolate from others. We pray for Christian Aid partners working to provide soap and buckets, communicating clear, accurate information, raising the voices of the most vulnerable, and ensuring they are kept as safe as possible.
Heavenly Father, we pray for the peoples of the world at this time of global concern. May governments work together to overcome the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. We pray for leaders of our own government, who, together with medical and scientific experts, are faced with making such important decisions about preventing the further spread of infection, ensuring the safety of adults and children in different living conditions, and safeguarding the vulnerable. We pray for all those who have been infected, leaving them hospitalized and even fighting for life. We give thanks for all who are caring for them and putting their own lives at risk. We pray for the scientists working to develop a new vaccine. And we remember all who have died and pray for those who have lost loved ones. We pray for those in our neighbourhood and church community and for family and friends. We think of those being shielded and self-isolating, those concerned about catching the virus, those separated from loved ones and experiencing loneliness, those affected by travel restrictions, and young people worried about their future. We pray for the economic consequences of this pandemic, for local and national businesses, for those afraid of losing their jobs, for those who are poor, who have no state support, and for the global effort to aid economic recovery, supporting the most vulnerable while sustaining our planet. Amen.
Let us say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.